huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Now, there's something that's been bugging me for a while. If you listen to a lot of billionaires or the usual go-to people who give business advice, they'll often say, don't worry about the money. You know, focus on what you love. Do what you love and the money will follow. I'm not sure that's good advice. I love listening to music. Don't get paid for it. I love buying watches. Don't get paid for it. I love driving fast cars. Don't get paid for it. And there's probably a lot of things that you love to do. Hobby, social, things in the business that you do that don't bring in money that you don't get paid for. So just doing what you love is not necessarily going to make you money. It's quite funny because I did a live video of this subject and someone said, Rob, I just love pottering around all day. And he's like, how can you monetize that? And you can't monetize pottering around all day. I love eating. Like, you know, I'd be a world champion if eating were something that you could get paid for and do professionally, but you can't. So I think it's a bit fluffy. It's all right for the billionaires to say, hey, do what you love and the money will follow. But they probably started with something that they don't do now because they've pivoted and iterated. They probably spent years being skint that you probably don't want to, or they had help, or it was in a different world, or they could live with their parents or whatever. So the reality is, any extreme advice, i.e. just make money for the sake of making money because you need money, that's bad advice. But just do what you love and the money will follow. Yes, that's also bad advice. So I think if you want enough money to live a good life, then you need to focus on getting money that you need to live a good life. You need to learn how to manage money, invest it wisely, grow it, have it compounding. And there are loads of stories of sports people and celebrities and, you know, these famous people who make loads of money and lose it all. Why? Because they're good at acting, or they're good at their sport, or whatever their thing that gave them the fame. They're good at that. But they didn't get taught at school how to manage money properly. And most people aren't like me teaching you about managing your money. So they outsource it to other people that they trust. They feel that they get screwed over when really, if they had half an eye on their money and learn how to manage it and invest it and grow it, they'd be all right. Because look at Warren Buffett, you know, like, he's kind of a great example of someone who balances doing what he loves with balancing having an eye on his money. You know, he seems pretty relaxed. He doesn't work too many hours a week. He only books a couple of diary appointments a month. He's got a good quality of life. He's lived a long and happy life. But man, does that guy know how to save? Does he know how to spend? Does he know how to invest? And you know what? He doesn't actually make that many investments. He makes a handful of investments a year, but researches them well. So he's a great example of someone who's balancing doing what they love and making money and focusing on money. And I think a lot of people say, oh, well, do what you love and the money will follow, because it's almost societally, you know, viewed as bad to focus on money. So I guess what I would say is do what you love and focus on the money so that you can do what you love for longer. It isn't a bad thing to learn how to invest, to learn how to save, to learn how to grow your money. Get yourself some money management skills, you know, some core skills. Understand how inflation works, how recessions work, you know, what irregular shocks are that you need. You know, you are never going to be having a problem financially if you factored your income to what inflation does to a money over time. So you need to double your income, say, every 15 years. You're prepared for the next recession straight after the current one. So you've got 15 years to plan it. You know, you work out every worst case scenario that could happen financially and you save that for that, for that, for that. I'm a property investor. I've got hundreds of properties. And one thing I'll tell you about boilers is they'll all go off at once. And one thing I'll tell you about all the HMRC and the amount of money you need to pay in tax, it'll all come at once. Because if it didn't all come at once, it wouldn't be in a regular shock. Or you could call it a regular shock all at once. So if you plan for all that and learn all of that, then you will grow your income. Now, of course, it is true to say that money is a result of your passion and vision. Of course it is. But you need to charge as well. I can't charge for listening to music. I can't charge for driving fast cars. I can't, you know, I don't charge for this podcast. So in a way, this podcast is kind of an argument for do what you love and the money will follow, because I don't sell on this podcast, but we've got 400,000 subscribers and it's benefited my business to definitely in the seven figures, maybe more. But I've got the time to do this podcast because property made me financially free, so I didn't have to work anymore. And the financial freedom from property, I had to learn fundamentals of investing and compounding to make money in property. And then when property freed me and I had passive income and not active income, then I had the time to go and do a bit more what I love, like breaking speaking world records and writing books and doing podcasts and playing golf with my son and all, you know, all these things. Now, I just want to restate to you that it's okay to want to make money. And it's quite spiritual to not be focused on money. And of course, it's very, you know, Labour in the UK to, you know, not be money driven, you know, compared to Conservative. It's very left. And money doesn't make you a bad person. Focusing on money doesn't make you all of the emotions that you feel. Money is a universal exchange of value. Money is a way of measuring the value of a task. Money is just the current tool we have to exchange goods and services between each other to survive as tribes and communities. And in 500 years, it probably won't exist anymore, because in 50 years, it'll probably be cryptocurrency and cash will be gone. And then who knows what it'll be? And, you know, we'll be touching each other with subcutaneous chips and exchanging money that way. And then in 500 years, we'll probably be doing it telepathically. So money is, all this emotion we have around money, there's nothing wrong with focusing on money. There's nothing wrong with wanting more of it. You will not get more money until you learn to manage well what you've already got. The world will not give you more money until you've proven you can manage money well. And of course, if you do get more money when you can't manage money, you'll lose more money and your problem will be compounded. Now, of course, when you embrace both in equal balance, not in either extreme, i.e. do what you love, but it's got to have a financial model and you've got to charge for it and it's okay to charge for it and you can't just do it for free because you want to help people, but also learning how to manage and master money. When you have both, you get this virtuous cycle that gains momentum because you make more money, you love doing what you're doing that makes more money. You do what you love, money, you know, makes it a more of an enjoyable pastime. So your profession now becomes a passion. So great things, I think, to think about. So let me finally sum up a quote I said earlier. So I think that either extreme of do what you love and the money will follow, or being greedy just for the sake of earning money, is wrong. Do what you love and focus on the money so you can do what you love for longer with more money. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.